弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
会不会声音有点大？还是我声音太大？
Is that too loud?
我是非常喜乐能够来到这里跟弟兄姊妹们见面。
I have a great joy to come here to meet with the brothers and sisters.
我是带着温哥华教会弟兄姊妹的问安带到弟兄姊妹们的当中。
And also bring the greetings of the saints in Vancouver to be among brothers and sisters here.
好长时间弟兄姊妹没有好好见面的机会了。
And it has been a long time we have not been able to meet together.
但我们深深的相信我们身体虽然是分开但灵里头从来没有分开过。
But I truly believe that even physically we are apart, in spirit we are still together.
我们灵里头还是合一的。
And we are still one in spirit.
我们在爱里头还是彼此挂念。
And we still care for one another in love.
就是身体的见证。
And that is the testimony of the body.
我今天早上我来到这里跟弟兄姊妹们见面一同分享一点主的话。
And this morning as I came here, I would like to fellowship with some word of the Lord.
我说交通的还是一个很基本的我想弟兄姊妹们都知道的。
And I would like to fellowship with you something very basic. I believe everyone knows about it.
我们在主面前彼此提醒叫我们真的知道怎么往前走在主心意的路上。
And it is a reminder for everyone of us so that we will know how to continue to pursue after the Lord in His path.
我们好好看两个地方的圣经。
And let's turn to two passages.
我们先看以赛亚书43章。
And let's first turn to Isaiah chapter 43.
以赛亚书43章第七节
Verse 7
就是凡称为我名下的人是我为自己的荣耀创造的是我所造成所造作的
Everyone who is called by my name and whom I have created for my glory whom I have formed even whom I have made
神在这里使用先知说了宣告了一个非常重要的话
And God used the prophet to make such a very important proclamation.
当然我们读到以赛亚书43章的前头是提到雅各。
And as we read chapter 43 of Isaiah, we can see it is mentioning Jacob.
来到第七节他就这节里先知有一个宣告。
When we come to verse 7, the prophet has this proclamation.
他说这些人是我名下的人是我为自己的荣耀创造的。
And he says that everyone who is called by my name and whom I have created for my glory.
我们再看新约的哥林多前书第二章。
And let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章我们看第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
前书二章七节我们讲的乃是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧就是神在万事以前预定使我们的荣耀的
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 7 But we speak God's wisdom in the mystery the hidden wisdom which God predestined before the ages to our glory
弟兄姊妹我想我读完这个经文也知道今天我讲的信息的内容是什么
So brothers and sisters after reading these passages probably you already know what topic I'm going to talk about today
我要讲到一点神的荣耀跟我们之间的关系
I would like to talk about the relationship between God's glory and us
那弟兄姊妹当然神的荣耀是个非常大的题目
Of course brothers and sisters the glory of God is a big topic
我想一些前面的弟兄在这个题目里头已经给我们很多的帮助
I believe brothers before us has given us a lot of help concerning this matter.
如果你去看这个题目我们看到很多的帮助我们的信息我们都可以找得到的。
And if you want to look for messages that can help us, you probably can find many.
所以这个题目弟兄姊妹应该不陌生。
So this is not a foreign topic to all of us.
那今天早上我在这里跟弟兄姊妹一同来温习一下。
So,This morning, I would like to have just have some kind of review of this topic.
因为以赛亚在这里宣告说
So Isaiah here declares this.
他的代表神在这里发声
So he made this proclamation on behalf of God.
他说凡称呼我名下的人
And he said, everyone who is called by my name.
我在他生命当中有一个旨意。
I have this will in his life.
在他生命当中，我要有一个事情要造成的。
And something I'm going to create in his life.
就是说是为了我的荣耀而创造的。
And that person is created for my glory.
我不知道弟兄姊妹对这个感觉怎么样。
I don't know, brothers and sisters, how do you feel about this?
弟兄姊妹，当我读到这段话的时候，我里面是非常激动的。
And brothers and sisters, when I read this verse, actually I was very moved.
那因为我从来没有感觉自己有什么荣耀过。
Because from my childhood, I have never felt much glory or honor about myself.
我父亲常拿我跟其他孩子比较。
And my father usually compare me with other kids.
一比起来，我都是差了一截。
And so in comparison, I was always fall short.
那所以我是没有从来没有感觉我哪个地方比人家更好。
So I never feel this way that I was better than others in any way.
但是神在这里告诉我们一个非常重要的事实。
And yet God here tells us a very important fact.
当然我们知道我们神把宇宙创造出来。
Of course, we know that God created the universe.
我们知道诗人说诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
And we know that because the psalmist says that the heaven declares the glory of God.
我们看到宇宙一切的万物。
And we see all things in the universe.
我们都惊讶那个奇妙。
And we will be amazed by its wonders.
我们惊讶他何等的美丽。
And we are amazed by his beauty.
那我们就说哎呀这一切的万物都来述说了神的荣耀。
So we say that all things are declaring the glory of God.
那在我亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
But my dear brothers and sisters,
神不是说只是结个就满意了。
But God was not satisfied just with that.
是的，所有宇宙的万物都来宣讲神的荣耀。
Yes, all things are created are proclaiming the glory of God.
但在这里我们知道一个事实，人被造的目的就是为了神的荣耀而被创造的。
But here we can come to know this fact that God, man was created for the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们要有这个知道，就会影响了我们的生活。
Brothers and sisters, if we have this understanding, that will impact our lives.
我不知道用什么话来跟弟兄姊妹说得明白呢。
I don't know how to explain this clearly.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，my dear brothers and sisters,
我们可不可以这样说呢？
I wonder whether I can speak in this way.
我们人存在的目的
The purpose of our existence.
我们为什么被造在这个地上
The purpose of our creation on this earth.
原来就有一个神在我们生命当中有一个旨意
And we can find out that there is a will in our lives.
那个旨意就是说是为了他的荣耀而存在的
And that will is that we were created for his glory.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
我们常常只看见地上的荣耀。
Oftentimes we will see the glory on the earth.
我们看见地上的美丽。
We can see the beauty on this earth.
我们都被这些事情吸引。
And we have been attracted by these things.
但是我要告诉弟兄姊妹。
But I would like to tell you, brothers and sisters.
我们知道今天不管人对你的评价如何。
No matter what kind of evaluation of a man of you.
不是不管人怎么说你。
No matter how people talk about you.
每个人对你可能有不同的看法。
And people may have different views of you.
有人可能对你称赞，有人说哎呀你还是够不上去，可能很多不同的说法。
And some may praise you, some may despise you, but you may have a different ways of viewing you.
但是神在这里说了。
But here God says,
他说凡在我名下的人
everyone who is called by my name.
那弟兄姊妹结果就不用怀疑了，我们每个人都在神的名下。
So there's no doubt everyone of us has been called by his name.
我们这班信主的人都是归到他名下的人。
And those who believe in the Lord are those who call by his name.
神就说我们是为了他的荣耀而被创造的。
And God says here, we were created for his glory.
弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
你有没有想过神何等的荣耀？
Have ever thought about the glory of God?
神所造的一切都是荣耀。
All God created is glorious.
但是在神那么多荣耀创造的里头，居然有一个创造叫神的荣耀不能够发表出来。
But in all God's glorious creation, there is one glory that cannot be manifested.
我不知道这样我讲得清楚吗？
I don't know whether I make it clear.
神做每个事情都是把他荣耀发表的。
In all God's creation, His glory is manifested.
但是只有神把人造出来之后，人的表现居然叫神的荣耀不能够发表了。
But when God created man, the way that man lived cannot manifest God's glory.
所以保罗才在罗马书告诉我们。
That's why Paul says in Romans.
他说世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And that's why, Paul says that all man has sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
本来人应该是荣耀的。
And man is supposed to be glorious.
因为神是那位荣耀的神，他所有的作为都是荣耀的。
Because the glorious God, all his deeds are glorious.
但是我们这般蒙爱的人，
And yet, we who are beloved by Him,
我们不懂得神的心。
We don't know His heart.
我们过自己的生活。
We live our own ways.
所以世人就活在罪的里头。
Therefore, man live in sin.
弟兄姊妹，我们就还没有信主以前，我们就亏缺了神的荣耀。
Before we come to know the Lord, we fall short of the glory of God.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear brothers and sisters,
我们每一个人都是神所创造的。
And every one of us were created by God.
我们每一个人都应该把神的荣耀发表出来的。
And every one of us should manifest the glory of God.
因为谁是神把我们创造在地上的目的。
Because that's the purpose of God creating us on this earth.
如果你没有把这个目的发表出来，
If you are not fulfilling or manifesting this purpose,
弟兄姊妹，我们这活在这个地上的意义就不够完全了。
Then the meaning of our existence on this earth is not complete.
我稍微插出去讲一点了。
And I would digress a little bit.
我不知道弟兄姊妹对我认识有多少。
I don't know, brothers and sisters, how much do you know me?
我把我自己一个小秘密告诉你。
I'm going to tell you a secret about myself.
我是一个写毛笔字的人。
I do Chinese writing called
当然我写的不怎么好但是还是好多年没写了我在写。
I think it's calligraphy. So it's a Chinese writing. I have been doing that, but even I have not done a good work, but I have been doing that for many years.
你知道我写毛笔字的人啊常常看哪个一个字啊你要看是谁写的对不对
So when you look at the Chinese writing, and then you will know what the author, the writer is.
然后我就不要说哎呀谁跟谁了。如果你知道一些有名的书法家他所写的谁写的是很重要的。
So, the who writes the words is very important. There's a very famous writers.
然后我还记得我在学的时候。
And I remember when I was learned that Chinese art.
我的老师就跟我说了。
My teacher told me.
他说你在练习的时候可以写很多。
He said, when you practice, you can write a lot.
但是如果有一个字你感觉满意了。
But when you satisfy a word that you write,
你感觉哎呀其实写的真好了。
You feel like you write it very well.
你知道我可以做什么吗？
He says, you know what you can do?
我就可以盖一个我自己的章在上头。
Then you can stamp your name.
哎，这个章不能随便乱盖的。
So you cannot just stamp your name arbitrarily.
因为你知道，如果写的很糟糕，你说哎呀，这不是我的，不是我的东西，对不对？你可以这样说的。
So if you write something that is very poorly, and then you cannot just put your stamp on that.
但是当你一把你的章一盖上去，就说明这是我的作品。
When you put your stamp on that, that means that.Belongs to me.
那这是我满意的。
And I am satisfied with that.
那弟兄姊妹，我为什么这样说呢？
And so, brother and sister, what does that mean?
你没有想过神对我们是非常的满意。
Have you ever thought about that? God is very satisfied with
you and me. 保罗告诉我们说。
And Paul tells this.
今天神用圣灵在我们生命当中做了一个印记。
And now God has used the Holy Spirit as a stamp or deposit upon us.
神在我们生命当中盖了一个章。
God has a stamp upon us.
告诉全宇宙说。
To tell the entire universe.
我对他满意。
I am satisfied with him.
我喜欢他。
I like him.
他是属于我的。
He belongs to me.
我对他在生命当中所有的工作皆是我要做的事情。
And all the work I'm doing in his life, that's what I'm doing.
所以保罗才在以弗所书第二章告诉我们说， So
that's why Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2 that we are the workmanship of God.
神说, 其实是我的杰作, 是我最喜欢的。
God said this is my masterpiece, my workmanship.
然后神就在我们身上盖上一个印记。
And therefore God put this stamp upon us.
那跟宇宙说, 那杰是我的。
That is a declaration that made to the universe.
这是属于我的。
And this person belongs to me.
是我创造的。
I created him.
是为了我的荣耀而创造的。
And he was created for my glory.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
my dear brothers and sisters,
今天有圣灵在你里头吗?
And do we have a Holy Spirit in us?
我想这个我们就不用怀疑了。
I think that's something we should not be doubting.
我们信主那天的时候, 圣灵就住到我们里头来。
On the day we believe in the Lord, the Holy Spirit came into us.
保罗说这是一个印记。
And Paul says that that is the stamp.
这个印记盖上去, 说明神给我们千百的祝福。
And that, when we have that stamp, that means that God will pour many blessings upon us.
但是不单是这样,
but that's not all.
这不单是给我们祝福, 神说从我们身上要把荣耀彰显出来。
And that God not only blesses us, but he wants his glory to be manifested from us.
当然我们知道创世纪的故事。
We all know the story in Genesis.
当神把亚当创造出来的时候,
when God created Adam,
亚当不单是在 园子里头忙这个忙那个,
and Adam was pretty busy in the garden.
我们常以为说, 亚当啊, 在园子里头一定有很多事情在做了。
And we often feel like Adam was doing many things in the garden.
我不知道, 可能他有, 他需要看守管理这个园子, 他有事情需要做的。
Yes, Adam was to keep and cultivate the garden. He has something to do.
但是有一个更重要的,
but there's something more important.
当亚当在园子里头行走的时候,
when Adam was walking in the garden,
这个叫做神的样子, 叫神的样式, 做的人, 就把神的荣耀显明在伊甸园的当中。
And this man created according to God's image and his likeness was manifesting God's glory in the garden.
为什么万物都服在亚当的手下呢?
And why all things were submitting themselves to Adam?
因为他是把神的荣耀彰显出来。
Because he was manifesting the glory of God.
神的荣耀从亚当身上发表出来。
The glory of God was manifested in Adam.
那当然知道亚当可怜的故事。
But we also know the tragedy of Adam.
那也是我们每个人的 同样的故事,
that actually the same story for every one of us.
亚当他犯罪了,
Adam sinned.
亚神的荣耀从亚当身上离开了,
so the glory of God departed from Adam.
人的被造的目的不能够达到了,
because the purpose of a man's creation was not being able to fulfill.
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
他是那个幕后的亚当,
because He is the last Adam.
他来把这个人所失去的再一次的赢了回来。
He won back what was lost by first Adam.
今天我们所有在基督里的人,
for those who are in Christ,
我们不会在亚当里, 我们都在基督里。
We are no longer in Adam, but we are in Christ.
我们在基督里的人, 我们就有一个前途。
And for those who are in Christ, we do have this future.
我们都有一个责任。
We also have this responsibility.
有这个美好的应许,
and we also have this wonderful promise.
我们是因为神的荣耀而被造的。
We are created for the glory of God.
保罗对哥林多的教会, 他怎么说呢?
And what does Paul say to the church in Corinth?
他提醒哥林多的弟兄姊妹们说,
he reminded the brothers and sisters in Corinth,
有一个奥秘,
and there is a mystery.
就神在万事之前预定使我们得荣耀的。
That is before all things, God predestined us to His glory.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你想想看,
think about this.
在万事之前,
that is before all things,
神就预定我们要得荣耀,
God predestined us to His glory.
然后神在这里做那么多的工作, 就为了叫我们得荣耀。
And so God started to work in, start to work in many things in our lives so that we may gain glory.
当我们想的时候, 弟兄姊妹, 我们是不是应该真的能够跳起来,
So, brothers and sisters, when we think about it, we should be very excited to jump up and down.
将来的情形怎么样, 我们不太知道。
We are not quite clear what our future will be.
但是我们知道一个事实,
but we know one fact.
我们的将来是荣耀的。
We do have a glorious future.
我们所得着的是荣耀的。
What we have again is glorious.
我们所充满的是荣耀的。
We will be filled with glory.
因为其实神对着我们的旨意。
Because this is God's will for us.
其实神造人的目的,
that's the purpose for God to create man.
其实神救赎所要达到的目的,
that's the purpose for God's salvation.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
但愿这些主这些话真的来激励着我们。
May this word truly encourage us.
我们在地上不能够迷迷糊糊的过日子。
We can just live our lives without purpose.
我们不能放松自己过日子。
We cannot just live our life loosely.
我们要知道在我们身上负了一个非常重要的责任。
Because in us we have been entrusted with this very important responsibility.
也是一个非常重要的祝福。
And that is also very important blessing.
凡称为我名下
And those who are called by my name,
是因为我的荣耀而被创造的。
And they were created for my glory.
弟兄姊妹,
so, brothers and sisters,
什么叫做神的荣耀呢?
What is the glory of God?
我想圣经里头有很多个题目是超过我们人的头脑所能够明白的, 是吗?
I believe that many topics in the Bible are beyond our comprehension.
因为我们其实被造的人实在很难够得上神的那个层次。
Because we are created beings, we cannot reach the level of God.
说到神的荣耀, 我们都不明白, 到底里头是什么?
When we talk about the glory of God, we could not fully understand what that refers to.
弟兄姊妹, 说到人的荣耀, 我们还能讲一点。
So when we talk about man's glory, probably we can talk about more. Is that true?
我们说, 哎呀, 今天人有荣耀, 原谅我这样说, 看看他穿什么衣服咯, 开个什么车咯, 对不对?
So when we talk about man's glory, probably we are referring to what kind of car he's going to drive and what kind of clothing he is wearing.
我对西雅图当然不熟了, 但是如果人, 我问你说, 你住哪一个区啊? 哎呀, 你说, 哎呀, 这个区, 你一听起来, 哎呦, 其实区好贵哦。
And so I'm not quite familiar with the area in Seattle, but when if I ask you which area are you do you live, and you say, oh, so and so area, then they will say, oh wow, that's a very expensive
place.
So for instance, these are earthly things.
那神的荣耀到底是怎么回事呢?
But what is the glory of God?
弟兄姊妹,
so what is the glory of God?
弟兄姊妹,
Francis,
我想 这不是我的发明, 这是前面弟兄给我们的帮助。
And this is not my invention. This is a help I got from the brothers before me.
史白克弟兄, 他对神的荣耀给了一个这样的定义。
So Brother Sparks made this definition concerning the glory of God.
他要当神的心意得到满足的时候, 神的荣耀就显出来了。
And he said, when God's heart is satisfied, his glory will be manifested.
换句话说, 当神的旨意能够成全的时候, 神的荣耀就显明出来了。
And in other words, when God's will is accomplished, his glory is manifested.
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
如果即是神荣耀的发表,
if that is expression of God's glory,
那我们今天怎么样 过一个荣耀的生活呢?
So today, how can we live a glorious life?
荣耀的生活是怎么表现出来呢?
And how is a glorious life being manifested?
我想很简单的一个的原则。
I think there is one simple principle.
就是神在我们生命当中他能够点头的。
And that means God can knock his head on our lives.
他说, 对了, 这样就对了。
And when God said, okay, that's right.
我满意了,
I'm satisfied.
我喜欢了,
I'm pleased.
我要做的旨意能够成全出来了,
my will can be done.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
圣经里头在旧约给我们一个非常清楚的图画。
In the Old Testament, there is a very clear picture.
我当摩西把会幕建起来的时候,
when Moses built up the tabernacle,
在出埃及记40章,
and that is in Exodus chapter 40.
当会幕建起来的时候, 神的荣耀就充满在会幕的里头。
And when the tabernacle was built, God's glory filled that place.
到那个时候, 连摩西他都不能进去。
And to the point that Midian, Moses could not even enter.
米迦牧师他怎么不可能呢？他应该跟神非常亲密的。
And Moses was so intimate with God, but he could not enter.
但是在这个点上是非常的神圣。
And because that was so holy, so sacred.
那个时候神满意了。
At that time, God was fully satisfied.
神造人的目的达到了。
God's creation, the purpose of God's creation of man was fulfilled.
虽然这外面看起来不太起眼的会幕,
and so for this tabernacle, that was not too eye-catching.
但是神说, 我现在能够与人在一起,
but God said that now I can dwell among man.
人跟我能够同住在这里,
and I can dwell together with man.
神心里头满意了,
and God's heart was satisfied.
神说我要在这里把荣耀显出来,
God said that I'm going to manifest my glory here.
当神的荣耀充满了会幕的时候,
when God's glory fully fulfilled, filled the tabernacle,
那弟兄姊妹连摩西都不能够进去。
And Moses could not enter in.
同样的图画在圣殿被建的时候,
and the same picture that we can see when the temple was built,
不管你在读列王还是读到历代都同样记载了这个事情。
Whether you read the books of Kings or the Chronicles, and you can see the same story.
当所罗门把殿建好了,
when King Solomon built the temple,
他把殿献上的时候,
when he consecrated the temple to the Lord,
神的荣耀就充满了圣殿。
God's glory filled that temple.
你知道充满到一个地步是怎么样呢?
And to fill it to what extent?
连祭司都不能够进去供职了。
And to the extent that the priests could not enter in to fulfill their duties.
弟兄姊妹，我要说什么?
But this is what I'm saying.
当神的心意得到满足了。
That is when God's heart is satisfied.
神要的事情能够成全了。
And what God's heart desire could be met.
神就满意了。
And God is satisfied.
他的荣耀就充满在这里头。
And His glory will fill the place.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
今天我们这班属于主的人,
and for those who belong to the Lord,
我们在这里一同聚集,
as we gather together here,
我们需要什么呢?
What do we need?
当然我们有很多的想法,
of course, we have many different thoughts.
但是我想有一个是我们要追求的,
but one thing that we need to pursue after,
那就是神的荣耀能够充满在这个地方。
That is to allow the glory of God to fill this place.
我们读到过去教会的历史,
as we read church history,
我想这里弟兄姊妹对教会历史, 你们多多少少都有些知道的。
But we know about the church history more or less.
你知道当你读到教会历史的时候, 有个东西是吸引着我们的心的。
As we read church history, something will attract our hearts.
不是他们有什么漂亮的建筑物,
it's not what kind of beautiful building they had.
不是他们很有钱, 不是结一切,
not because they have a lot of wealth.
是我们看到在那个时代, 结个神的见证是这样的明亮。
And that is actually in certain era, the testimony of the Lord was very clear and bright.
然后神的荣耀就充满在他教会的里头。
And the glory of God filled his church.
那叫做见证。
And that is a testimony.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
今天我们聚集在这里,
as we gather together here,
我们要找什么?
What are we seeking after?
我们要看见什么?
What do we want to see?
当然我们都看见外面的房子, 看见很多的东西。
Of course, we can see the building, we can see many other things.
但这一点都不重要。
But all these things are not as
important.
有一个比你眼睛看见更重要的。 And something that is more important than the things visible.
那叫做神的荣耀。
That is called the glory of God.
我好多年前在洛杉矶,
many years when I was in Los Angeles,
有人跟我说, 我一定要去看看那个叫做水晶教堂, 叫 Crystal Cathedral.
I was told that I need to pay a visit to a church building called Crystal Cathedral.
他说, 哎呀, 他说, 你一辈子你总要去参观一下, 好漂亮的。
And they said, Brother Kwok, you need to pay a visit there, it's so beautiful.
其实好漂亮的建筑物。
It is such a wonderful structure, building.
我没有去, 他现在就倒了。 他现在好像不在了是吧? 我不知道。 在吗? 还在? 不在?
I didn't go, I'm not sure whether that building is still there.
弟兄姊妹,
and So, brothers and sisters,
地上一切所谓漂亮的东西都不存，不是恒久的。
And the things that are beautiful on earth will not last forever.
只有一个是重要的。
Only one thing that is important.
只有一个是我们要追寻的。
One thing that we need to pursue after.
那是什么？
What is that?
那就是神的荣耀。
That is the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
如果教会的见证是把神的荣耀发表出来
If the testimony of the church is to manifest the glory of God,
那教会的见证怎么能够发表呢
But how can the testimony of the church be expressed?
那是不是我们每一个神的儿女们
That involve every child of God.
我们今天的生活
And that concerns our daily life.
就是把神的荣耀从我们身上能够彰显出来。
And we are to manifest the glory of God in our lives.
当我们这一群人都是把神的荣耀带到这个地方来。
If every one of us is bringing the glory of God here,
每个人来的弟兄姊妹就是把神的荣耀发表出来。
And everybody and sister here is manifesting the glory of God.
这个地方就充满了神的荣耀。
Then this place will be filled with the glory of God.
神的荣耀就彰显在这个地方。
The glory of God is manifested here.
那这样的话外表就一点都不重要了。
And if that's the case, then anything outward would not be important.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主。
Brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord.
保罗告诉我们说
，Paul tells us,
我们的荣耀是神的旨意。
And he says that our glory is the will of God.
保罗在罗马八章告诉我们，我们很熟的一段话。
And Paul says in Romans chapter 8,
所定下来的人又召他们来，所召来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人怎么样？要叫他们得荣耀。
And he said, those that he predestined, he also called, and those whom he called, he also justified, and those whom he justified, he also glorified.
我们都懂得前面几个的条件，对不对？我们都是神所定的人，是神所造的人，是神所称义的人，其实我们都知道了。
And we all know the listed conditions we are predestined, we are called, and we are justified.
但是弟兄姊妹，保罗的话不单停在这里。神保罗说，我们是能够得荣耀。
But Paul does not stop here. He said that we are to be glorified.
不是地上的荣耀。
It is not the glory of this world.
不是从人得的荣耀。
It's not the glory from man.
那是神的荣耀。
But it's the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹，这是神在我们生命当中所要做的事情。
Brothers and sisters, that's the work that God is doing in our daily lives.
保罗在以弗所书告诉我们说，这个他给我们的恩典是那个荣耀的恩典。
And Paul says in Ephesians that the grace we receive is a glorious grace.
叫他的荣耀的恩典得到称赞。
So it's to the praise of His glory.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
凡神在我们生命所做的一切的事实
，since all the reality God is working in our lives,
都是跟神的荣耀发生关系。
It's something to do with the glory of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，但愿我们在主面前能够得到。
So, Francis, hopefully we can be reminded before the Lord.
我们真能够好活在主的面前。
And we can truly live before the Lord.
这样子我们才能够达到一个合乎神心意的生活。我们人活在地上才有那个真正的意义。
And so that we can truly reach the purpose, and that is according to God's will, and we can truly have a true meaning for our life on earth.
我们今天在地上怎么过生活呢？
How do we live our life on earth?
我想简单跟弟兄姊妹们能够交通一点。
And I would like to simply share some with brothers and sisters.
保罗提醒哥林多的弟兄姊妹。
And Paul reminded brothers and sisters in Corinth.
这是很熟的话，哥林多前书第十章三十一节。
And this is a very familiar verse that is in 1 Corinthians.
他说：“你无论或吃或喝，无论你做什么，只有一个的要求。
”And 10:31, it says, whether you eat or drink, but there's only one requirement.
是为了荣耀神。
And that requirement is for the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹，保罗把这个生活说的是非常的简单。
And brothers and sisters, we can see Paul put our daily life in a very simple way.
只有一把尺来给我们量度的。
There's only one measure to measure our life.
到底这一个，到底神有没有得到荣耀呢？
And that measure is whether God can gain glory from it.
我弟兄姊妹，今天有人问说，哎呀，郭弟兄，我要做这个，还是我要不要做那个？
Sometimes I was asked, Brother Kwok, could I do this or that?
保罗说，我不需要回答那么多的问题。
And Paul said, I don't need to answer all these many questions.
你要你读哥林多前书里头，其实哥林多的弟兄们有很多的问题。
And if we can read the letters to the church in Corinth, we can see there are many questions.
那保罗说，我很简单，把个生活的原则告诉你就好了。
But Paul said, I will just simply give you the principle for your daily living.
你吃也好。
Whether you eat,
你喝也好
，whether you drink,
你无论做什么
，whatever you do,
你要有一个的指标，有一个尺度
，and you should have this measure, you should have this indicator.
到底神有没有得到荣耀
？That is whether God can gain glory.
哦，弟兄姊妹，其实好像很简单，但也不容易。
Brother and sister, it sounds easy, but it's not quite.
什么叫做神的荣耀呢
？What is called the glory of God？
刚才我讲过了
，and I already mentioned this，
就是神能够点头
，that is God can nod his head on certain
things。神说我满意了
，God said I am satisfied。
这是对的
，this is right。
这是我要的
，this is exactly what I want。
当神同意，当神说这是对的时候，神就得到荣耀了。
When God agreed, when he is satisfied, then he will gain glory。
哦、我不好意思说弟兄姊妹
and brothers and sisters, it's a little bit embarrassing to say this.
但是保罗说的很实在啊你如果说你去买一个衣服
and Paul put in a very concrete way, for example, if you go shop some clothes,、
我不是说某一个弟兄姊妹啊我对你们不太认识的
I don't know you well, so I'm not referring any particular one.
你去买衣服当然你说哎呀其实穿起来漂亮不漂亮
So when you go shopping, you will say, oh, okay, whether I look good when I put on this clothes.
你可以问问你的妻子说，哎，老婆好看不？
You can ask your spouse, your wife, do I look good?
还是问问你的老公，哎，这好不好看？
Or ask your husband, how do I look?
你站在镜子前头转来转去哦。
You just turn around back and forth before the mirror.
可以吗？
Can you do that?
可以。
Yes.
但是你还没有问，哎，主耶稣啊，你说好不好
？But you can also ask, you should also ask, Lord, does it look good?
你怎么看
？And how do you look at this?
行不行
？Is that okay with you?
弟兄姊妹，保罗把这个看得那么简单呢
？And Francis is Paul put this in a very simple way.
啊，你去吃饭。
And when you go eating,
哎呀，在聚会结束以后，我们都去吃饭，对不对？ So, 你喜欢哪个餐厅，你就去了。
So after our meeting, we will go out to eat, and probably we're going to find a restaurant.
当然，保罗说到哥林多前书有他的背景。
Of course, there's some background to the First Corinthians.
但是无论你吃什么，你喝什么，你做什么事情，到底神在这里有没有得到荣耀呢？
But the point is whether you eat or drink, whether whatever you do.Can God can glory from it?
弟兄姊妹，这是我们每一个人生活的标准。
Brother and sister, that is the standard or measure for our daily living.
你也想想看。
Think about this.
如果在你生活那些小节里头，你都没有叫神的荣耀，你有没有指望说你突然做一个事情能够叫神的荣耀的呢？
If we cannot bring glory to God in details in life, can we bring glory to God in crisis in life?
我不知道这样说能不能说清楚。
I don't know whether I made it that clear.
你说神啊，这个事情啊，我自己来，这个事情我自己搞，你的荣耀不重要。来到另外一个特别的事情，你就说，哎呀，神啊，这个事情呢，我是为你荣耀而做的。
So we say that okay for this this trivial matter, I will do it on my own. I don't care about the glory of God. But when something special comes, I will say, Lord, I'm gonna do it for your glory. Can that do it?
好像不太可能吧
？It seems impossible.
所有在我们生活里头那些细节
，all the details in our daily living，
那个是微小，你以为是不重要的事情
，something we consider little。Trivial things.
保罗说这一切的事情你是要受神的满意的。
And Paul says that all these trivial things you should satisfy God.
我们可不可以回到以赛亚书43章里头的话说
And can we go back to Isaiah chapter 43?
我神把我们造出来就是让我们能够听神的话的。
When we are called by God so that we may listen to Him.
神把人造出来就是要一般人能够顺服他的旨意而活在地上的。
God called out some people so that that people can listen, can obey His will, to do His will on earth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你知道神在你生命当中对你有什么要求吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you know what requirement of God of you?
神在你生命当中跟你要求了什么，你知道吗？
What does God require of you in your life?
神说什么时候你需要来放手，你放手了没有？
When God says, let go, have you let it go?
有个弟兄跑来跟我说
，And a brother came to me.
他说主在呼召我，我要来服侍他。
God called me to serve him.
不止一次说了，说了又说了。
God has said that multiple times.
那我说主既然这样说，说你就赶快来吧。
And so I replied, since God said it, and you should do it.
你就马上出来服侍主啦。
And you shall come out to serve the Lord.
其实主在你生命当中对你的要求啊。
That is a requirement of God for you in life.
你不出来主就不满意啊。
And if you do not come out to serve, then God is not satisfied.
他怎么回答我呢？
And his reply was,
他说郭弟兄，我的工作还不错的嘞。
But Clark, my job is still pretty good.
我的钱还赚的还可以啊。
And I have made a good earning.
其实我每个礼拜来聚会也不是服事嘛。
And I serve every time as I come to church on Sundays.
我不能说不是。
I cannot say he is not doing that.
因为每个礼拜我来聚会就是服事主的一部分。
And because every time as we come to a meeting is a part of a service to God.
但是问题不是在这里，主在你生命当中他要求了什么。
But that is not the point. The point is what is God's requirement of you in life.
每个人都不一样。
It varies from person to person.
有一些弟兄们对这个要求，对那个姊妹们有这样的要求。
God may require of a certain brother for certain thing, for a different requirement for certain sister for certain things.
神对我郭定强的要求跟对你的要求是不一样的。
God's requirement of me, Brother Clark, is different from his requirement of you.
你每个人在主面前自己向主负责。
Every one of us should hold ourselves accountable before God.
但当你真的要把神的荣耀放作为我们生活的标准的时候，
But if you truly put God's glory as the measure for our lives,
我们就能够过这样的生活，让神在我们生命当中满意。
And so that we can truly live a life to satisfy our God.
保罗提醒提摩太，
Paul reminded Timothy.
他在提摩太后书告诉提摩太怎么说。
And in 2 Timothy, what does Paul say?
他说在大户人家有各样的器皿。
He says, in the big household, there are many different vessels.
有金器、银器、木器、瓦器。
And he said, there's a vessels of gold and silver, and also vessels of wood and stubble.
他说人如果自己脱离卑贱，
And he said that if you are to cleanse yourself and from these base things,
就能够做贵重的器皿，
And you can be a vessel for honor.
其实贵重的器皿是怎么样呢？
And what is a vessel for honor?
保罗再给你给一个定义，
And Paul again to make a definition.
一个贵重的器皿就是合服主用。
And aVessel for honor is a vessel fit for the master's use.
一个器皿的价值其实不单在于它到底是金的银的，不是不单在这一方面。
So the value of a vessel is not just the material of the vessel, whether it's silver or gold.
是谁在用它。
But the value depends on who is using the vessel.
我弟兄姊妹，我们都懂得了，对吗？
And Brian says, we all understand this point.
今天我们在主面前，我们的价值是谁在用你？
Our value before the Lord depends on who is using us.
保罗说，在大户人家有各样的器皿。
And Paul says, in the big household, there are all kinds of vessels.
保罗劝勉我们。
Paul exhorts us.
要脱离一切的卑贱。
We need to clean ourselves from all these base things.
然后成为那个能够合服主用的器皿。
So that we can become vessels fit for the master's use.
其实什么意思？
What does that mean?
简单的说
，Simply put，
我们把自己放在主的手里。
We put ourselves in the hands of the Lord。
主，我把自己交给你。
Lord， I'm giving myself to you。
你来用。
You gonna use me？
你来使用它。
You use me，
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters。
其实神的荣耀当然是个非常大的题目。
Of course, the glory of God is a very big topic。
我们怎么把神的荣耀从我们生命彰显出来，有很多的可以谈的内容。
And there's only many details that we can talk about as how to live out the glory of God in our daily living。
这是一个最简单、最简单的。
But simply put,
就是好像一个祭牲放在祭坛上。
It's just like to put a sacrifice on the altar.
我说主啊，这是你的。
We say, Lord, this belongs to you.
你可以来用它。
You can use it.
你喜欢怎么用，你就来用它。
You can use it according to your liking.
这叫做贵重的器皿。
And this is called a vessel for honor.
弟兄姊妹，这是主用的，不是人用的。
Brothers and sisters, this is for the Lord's use, not for the use of man.
不是人说，哎呀，你好用不好用，这不需要看人对你的评价如何。
It's not based on the assessment of man of your usefulness.
那是主怎么看你。
That depends on how the Lord views us.
那弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
我能不能问你们一个这样的问题
？Can I ask you a question?
我们都有很多时候在服事里头都会 忙很多的事情。
In service, we may be busy with many things.
但是有很多时候你的服事真的是服事主吗
？But do we truly serve the Lord?
真是主在使用你吗
？Is truly the Lord using you?
你知道，如果主在使用你，这不是你的意见，是主的定规。
When the Lord is using you, it is not according to your opinion, but it is according to His will.
如果你是一个小小的领导的话
，If you are a leader，
你对你底下的人最基本有个要求是什么
？And what is the basic requirements for your subordinates？
其实实在说起来，还不是他的能力。
And basic speaking is not about the ability。
最重要的，他要听话。
Most important thing is obedience。
你同意吗？
Do you agree?
啊，他能力越大越不听话，你麻烦就多了。
If that person is very capable but disobedient, then that will cause much trouble.
你这麻烦透了。
That will cause you a lot of trouble.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们被主使用。
But in sisters, we are used by the Lord.
我们怎么做呢
？How should we do it?
我们必须是一个能够顺服主的人。
We ought to be a person that can obey the Lord.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
保罗告诉我们。
Paul tells us.
他提醒我们。
He reminds us.
我们没有一个人能够真的把神的荣耀活出来。
None of us can truly live out the glory of God.
因为我们都是犯罪的人。
Because we are those who sin.
我们都是极端软弱的人。
And we are all weak.
你知道到底在人类历史里头哪一个人能够真的把神的荣耀发表出来
？Do you know throughout human history?Is there anyone who can truly live out the glory of God?
这个答案我们都知道了，对吧
？I think we all know the answer.
就是神的儿子。
That's the Son of God.
是吗
？Is that true?
约翰在这里做见证说
，And John says testifies here.
我们也看过他的荣耀。
We have beheld his glory.
中文翻作荣光，其实就是荣耀。
And yeah, it's glory.
就是荣耀。我们也见过他的荣耀，就是。父独生子的荣耀
We have beheld his glory, the glory of God's only begotten son.
当父怀里的独生子就把父的荣耀发表出来
The son in the bosom of God manifested the glory of God.
希伯来书怎么告诉我们
And what does the Hebrews tell us?
希伯来书第一章
And Hebrews chapter 1.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉
He is the radiance of God's glory.
是神本体的正像
He is the truth. Of God himself.
弟兄姊妹，如果没有基督
，But in sisters, if we do not have a Christ,
我们不可能把神的荣耀彰显出来。
We cannot manifest God's glory.
如果没有基督，我们就看不到神的荣耀。
Without Christ, we cannot see the glory of God.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
神爱我们
，God loves us.
神说我们是他手中的杰作
，And God says that we are His masterpiece.
神要从我们生命当中把神的荣耀彰显出来。
God wants to use us to manifest His glory in our life.
那神做了什么事情?
So what has God done?
神把基督放在我们的里头。
God has given Christ in you and in me.
基督做我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
哥罗西书的话。
That's what is quoted from Colossians.
基督做我们的生命, 这个能够把神荣耀发表出来的生命, 今天在我们的里头。
Christ is our life, the life that can manifest God's glory. That life now is in us.
我们就能够真的把我们地上人活着的真正的意义能够表达出来。
Then we can truly express the true meaning of our existence on earth.
就是生命的实际, 基督生命的真实, 从我们这个软弱的器皿里头能够表达出来。
The reality, the truthfulness of Christ's life can be manifested through our weak vessels.
我们都很知道的加拉太书第二章。
And we know this very well, Galatians chapter 2,
20节,
verse 20.
现在活着的不再是我,
it's no longer I who live,
是基督在我们里面活着,
but Christ who lives in me.
弟兄姊妹, 只有这样的生活, 神荣耀彰显,
and only we could live in this life to allow His glory to be manifested, then we should not be worried.
简单地说,
simply put,
就是今天我们顺服这生命在我们里面的感觉,
if we are willing to obedient to the feeling of life in us,
活着的不再是我,
it's no longer I who live,
是基督在我们里面活着,
but Christ that lives in me.
弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
我们怎么在地上过生活?
How could we live our life on earth?
保罗在提醒我们,
Paul once again reminds us,
在哥林多后书,
it's in 三章, Second Corinthians chapter 3.
他说我们今天众人要床作帘, 要看到主的荣耀。
He says that we need to behold the glory of the Lord with unveiled face.
就好像从镜子里头反照一样。
And then we see the Lord as in a mirror so that we can reflect glory.
就会荣耀再加上荣耀。
And it is transformed from glory to glory.
就好像大卫说的,
and this is like what David said.
我要常把主摆在我的面前。
And I need to put our Lord before me.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
如果你从来没有看见过主的荣耀,
if you have not beheld the glory of God,
你怎么能够过一个荣耀主的生活呢?
And how can you live a glorious life?
但是如果你是注目在主的荣耀上头,
but if you have beheld the glory of God,
在你生命当中,
in your life,
保罗说你现在要床就连, 看到主的荣耀,
Paul says that you need to first look at, behold the glory of God.
保罗说你的心什么时候归向主?
With unveiled face, whenever your heart is turned to the Lord,
那个拍子就除去了,
then the veil will be lifted up.
然后我们就床就连, 看到主的自己,
then I can see the Lord himself with unveiled face.
我们就荣耀加上荣耀。
Then we will be transformed from glory to glory.
有很多时候, 弟兄姊妹, 我不是等事情来了, 我们才学习顺服。
But in sisters, we don't learn the lesson of obedience when things come.
当然这是我们顺服的机会。
Of course, that is the opportunity for us to learn obedience.
但保罗告诉我们,
But Paul says,
我要常常来瞻仰主自己的荣耀。
I need to constantly come before the Lord to behold him.
弟兄姊妹, 今天早上你看到主的荣耀吗?
Brothers and sisters, have you beheld the glory of God today?
你早上起来, 什么是你第一个要看的?
And when you rise up in the morning, what is the first thing or first person you want to behold?
我们自己在主面前知道好就不用说了。
And we all know that ourselves, we don't point it out.
但保罗在这里告诉我们,
but Paul says here,
怎么能够把神的荣耀在我们生命当中发表出来呢?
How can we express the glory of the Lord in our lives?
我们就常作脸,
we need to come with unveiled face.
我们来瞻仰主的荣耀,
we need to behold His glory.
我看见主的荣耀,
when we behold His glory,
我们就慢慢被改变, 再被改变,
then gradually we'll be transformed.
荣像加荣,
from glory to glory.
然后朝向主荣耀所变成的。
And that, just like the image of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，但愿今天早上我这些简单的话。
And brothers and sisters, may these simple words this morning.
成为我们的激励。
And be the encouragement for us.
我绝对同意，现在地上实在是太糟糕了。
I truly agree that we are in a very terrible time.
充满了黑暗。
It's a full of darkness.
充满了各样的不安。
And full of unrestfulness.
充满各样的可怕。
And filled with all kinds of terrible things.
就好像我们前面弟兄说，其实是一个大而可畏的旷野。
And just like our elderly brother mentioned that we are in this big and vast and terrible wilderness.
我们怎么行走呢？
How can we walk in the wilderness?
我们有什么指望呢？
What kind of hope do we have?
在这个可怕的环境里头，我们怎么生活呢？
How can we live in such a terrible environment?
弟兄姊妹，但愿主的话再次成为我们的提醒，成为我们的激励。
And once again, the word of the Lord has become our encouragement and also reminder.
这是我们的主说的。
This is what our Lord says.
凡称为我名下的人，
Those who are called by my name,
是为我的荣耀而被创造的。
Those who are created for my glory.
这是神的旨意。
This is God's will.
神这个旨意必须要成功。
And His will needs to be accomplished.
我想到将来的日子。
And when I think about our days in the future.
我年轻的时候没有这个感觉。
And when I was young, I didn't have this feeling.
现在我越想我越兴奋。
And the more I, now I more think about it, the more I'm excited.
我越想我里面越跳跃。
And the more I think about it, there's my heart is more, is jumping more.
是地上有很多的不安，很多的缺陷。
And there's a lot of shortcomings and also unrestfulness on earth.
但我亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
But my dear brothers and sisters,
我们前途是荣耀的。
We, our future is glorious.
我们得着是神的荣耀。
And what we have again is the glory of God.
神说他不把这个做在我们生命当中，神不会停止的。
And God will never stop His work in us until His glory is made in us.
我们说应该把自己再来献给他。
We need to once again consecrate ourselves to Him.
为主而活。
To live for Him.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
主，你的旨意何等的荣耀。
Lord, Your will is so glorious.
我们不够明白。
We don't understand clearly.
但主谢谢你，你自己要做荣耀的工作。
But we thank you because you yourself will do the work of glory.
为了你的教会，为了你的见证。
And for your church, for your own testimony.
主求你在每个弟兄姊妹生命当中，主做你要做的事。
And we pray that in every brother's and sister's life, you will do your glorious work.
因为我们是为了你的荣耀被造的。
Because we are created for your glory.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
祝福你的教会。
Bless your church.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. We have a few announcements here.
我们有一点的报告。
And before we make our announcements, we would like to welcome those who are here for the first time.
在我们报告之前，我们先欢迎第一次来到我们中间的弟兄姊妹和朋友们。
We're going to start from my right-hand side, these two sessions first.
我们先从右边这两区开始。
Anyone who is here for the first time, please stand up and briefly introduce yourself.
如果你是第一次来到我们中间的，请站起来，来介绍一下你自己。
Yeah, we don't use the microphones. Yeah, please just speak loudly.
我们不用麦克风，请大声说。
Okay, well, okay, welcome.
好，欢迎你，欢迎你。
So, Anna actually came to our meeting many years ago, but she just moved to this area recently. So, she joined the meetings today. Anyone else on the right hand side?
我们还有吗？在这一区。
Welcome. Okay, our sister is from Indonesia, and through Sister Yang, and she came to meeting today. Yeah, praise the Lord. Anyone else on my right hand side?
还有吗? 这区还有吗?
If not, what about my left hand side?
如果没有的话, 我们碰到左边这一区。
Okay, we also would like to welcome Brother Kwok and Sister Kwok this morning.
我们也欢迎我们的郭弟兄和郭姊妹来到我们中间。
And our brother and sister will be driving back to Vancouver today and pray that the Lord will grant them a safe journey.
弟兄姊妹们今天下午会回到温哥华去，我们请在祷告中来纪念我们弟兄姊妹回程的脚步。
Okay, a few announcements.
我们有点的报告。
So for the Tuesday prayer meeting is still held online and encourage brothers and sisters to attend.
礼拜二晚上的祷告会还是在线上，我们鼓励弟兄姊妹们参加线上的祷告会。
So for Fridays, the Bible study, different groups have a different formats of a meeting.
礼拜二晚上的查经聚会，我们不同的小组有不同的方式。
And brothers and sisters, please contact your respective groups for details.
弟兄姊妹们可以跟各组带领的负责弟兄们来联系。
For next Sunday, Sunday meetings will still be held in a hybrid format.
下一个主日的聚会还是混合型的聚会。
And the breaking of bread meeting will be held at 10.
我们的薄饼聚会10点钟开始。
Hymn and message meeting will start at 10:50.
10点50开始我们是我们的信息聚会的时间。
And the next Sunday, Brother Sun will be sharing with us.
下一个主日是孙弟兄和我们来分享。
And Brother Ben Sun will be interpreting.
宣教堂弟兄来翻译。
And please remember our brothers' services in our prayers.
请弟兄姊妹们在祷告中来纪念我们讲台的服事。
And also, our church has a service for saints assistance.
我们教会有圣徒帮补的一个服事。
Yeah, if brothers and sisters, if you know any brothers and sisters who may have a financial needs,
弟兄姊妹们, 如果你知道身边的弟兄姊妹有在财务上面有需要的,
and please contact and make suggestion to Brother Wei Di and Brother Chen Wu and or Brother Li Ma.
请跟玛丽弟兄, 迪伟弟兄, 还有金辉弟兄联系。
Okay. Lastly, we have a reminder concerning some safety issues.
最后我们有一点关于安全方面的报告。
Yeah, after a meeting, brothers and sisters would like to have some fellowship.
在聚会之后,
yeah, a lot of brothers and sisters would like to have some fellowship together.
我们聚会之后的话, 很多弟兄们想要在一起有交通。
Yeah, yeah. But oftentimes the fellowship will take place in the parking lot.
很多时候我们的交通会在这个停车场里面。
And sometimes our kids may also play in the parking lot.
很多时候的话, 孩子们会在停车场里面好像玩。
And yeah, that will cause some safety concerns.
这样这种情况的话呢, 可能有一点安全的隐患。
Yeah, so please encourage, just would like to encourage brothers and sisters, if you want to have some fellowship, please use the sidewalk or near our building and instead of standing in the middle of the parking lot.
我们提醒一下弟兄姊妹们, 如果聚会结束之后, 大家在外面交通的时候呢, 可以在就是旁边人行道上面, 或者靠近教会的门厅前面, 尽量避免站在这停车场的中间的这个车道上面来交通。
And also prepare our kids not to play in the parking lot.
我们也提醒我们的孩子们不要在停车场的车道上面。Yeah,
so that every one of us could be kept safe.
这样的话我们每个人的安全都能有保障。
Okay, that's the announcements we have.
这就是我们今天的报告。